This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to God is Gray, the podcast. Although I, as a Christian, believe that God resides in absolute truth, in black and white, we as people are stuck here on planet Earth contending with the gray. In church, gray areas often cause dissension, anger, and even hate. But on this platform, I welcome open dialogue, variety of opinion, and differing belief systems. God is Gray is meant to teach, inform, and simply trade stories with kindness, love, and mutual respect. If you have a story or perspective to share, please reach me, Brenda Marie Davies, at godisgrayxo@gmail.com. To support the cause and be a part of our community, donate to patreon.com/godisgray. Now, on to the episode. God is Gray community, anyone else watching, let's not stop until this happens. Let's not stop until Randy Rodema, Nathan Woodyard, and Jason Rosenblatt suffer the consequences of murdering Elijah McClain. Hi, beautiful people. There is so much I could say about the state of the world right now, so much commentary I could give, but really this week, all I want to do is focus on the murder of Elijah McClain. Over the past few weeks, many of us have been exposed to videos of brutality and violence and death. So off the bat, I want to promise you that this particular video will not have any of that violent imagery. The man we're talking about today is named Elijah McClain. He was 23 years old, a massage therapist, a vegetarian, and had no criminal record. Truth is, Elijah McClain was tortured, brutalized, and murdered by officers Nathan Woodyard, Randy Rodema, Jason Rosenblatt, and Aurora paramedics, while over 12 people from Aurora Police and Fire looked on complicit. Former police chief Nick Metz appears to have covered up the murder of Elijah McClain along with a complicit coroner. And now, despite over 1 million signatures on Elijah McClain's change.org petition, Aurora DA Dave Young has said, quote, "Unfortunately, we don't base our filing decision on signatures." So this week's video is a call to action. I invite any of you of any race, religion, age, on any continent to join with us and fight for justice for Elijah McClain. You are all welcome to participate because there are actionable things we can do to fight for justice. First, go to @GodIsGray on Instagram because I'm giving daily updates and easy, actionable things you can do to fight for Elijah McClain. And for a more in-depth view of this case, I've created an action page at GodIsGray.com. So this video will be a brief overview and there are so many more details. Former Police Chief Nick Metz, Interim Police Chief Vanessa Wilson, DA Dave Young, and to the members of Aurora City Council, Governor Jared Polis, and Mayor Kaufman, I know you saw the same video I did. I know you heard Elijah pleading for his life. Do the right thing and bring justice to Elijah McClain. For anyone just tuning in, these are the brief details of the case. On August 24th, 2019, 23-year-old Elijah McClain went to a convenience store to buy an iced tea. Before his murder, you can see that Elijah displayed nothing but love and kindness to the people he was interacting with. Clerk herself was not wary of Elijah, even though he was wearing a face covering.
He was not threatening at all. He was telling everybody hello. He asked everybody how their day was, and he said goodbye.
From the store, 140-pound Elijah walked home wearing that runner's mask. He was anemic, and friends say he often overdressed to shield him from the cold.
It says, I'm gonna go running at night, I'm gonna go to the store really quick kind of look.
What happens next to Elijah is a clear display of racism and police brutality. Rodema, Woodyard, and Rosenblatt immediately surround Elijah. Elijah says, I'm just trying to go home. They slam him into a brick wall, steal his phone, and wrestle him to the ground. The footage is disturbing on so many levels. Because not only is Elijah begging for mercy, saying, quote, I'm an introvert, forgive me, but also you can watch the officers create a false narrative in real time. Rosenblatt accuses Elijah of reaching for a gun, which the video outright disproves. Later, an officer can be seen saying, quote, move your camera, dude, so there would be less evidence of their brutality. Speaking of video, all three of their body cams fall off during the struggle. You heard me correctly. All three of the officers claimed that their body cameras, quote, fall off. Which begs the question, Rosenblatt, Rodema, Woodyard, do you think we're stupid? Horrifyingly enough, I don't think our stupidity is what you were relying on. I believe you officers were counting on the support of your chief, Nick Metz. Just like the officer who knelt confidently, arrogantly, on George Floyd's neck, you believed you'd be getting away with Elijah McClain's murder. And so far, they have. A lot of us are just now learning how police officers have become judge, jury, and executioner of our Black brothers and sisters with absolutely no accountability. One of those tactics is to lie and to say that their lives were in danger when they clearly weren't. Then Police Chief Nick Metz said, quote, from the officer's perception, it went from an investigatory stop to a potential life-threatening incident, and it certainly raised the officer's use of force. The honest truth is Rodema, Rosenblatt, and Woodyard had 140-pound anemic Elijah begging for his life, cuffed and submitted on the ground. Aurora PD, you have not only not charged the murderers of Elijah McClain, but you are currently employing them as officers of the law, called to protect and serve your citizens. How did they get away with it? On reports, they listed Elijah as having, quote, superhuman strength and exercising, quote, excited delirium. These were the exact phrases they needed so that Aurora PD would rule, quote, force applied during an altercation which eventually resulted in the death of a man was within policy and consistent with training as determined by a force review board. Rodema, Rosenblatt, and Woodyard are sadistic in this video. After performing a chokehold on a handcuffed Elijah, he vomited, and your three officers taunted him to, quote, not get that on me, dude. An arriving officer then threatens to send his police dog on Elijah. And for what offense? For moving his legs. Then Police Chief Nick Metz called this an error in judgment and said that officer is usually a good officer. For the offense of moving his legs, when a, quote, good officer tells him that he's gonna send his dogs on him, Elijah says, I'm sorry. From there, we see not one single person in this entire video addressing or looking at Elijah McClain like he is a human being. Not one Aurora policeman, not one Aurora paramedic, and not one Aurora fireman steps up to do anything to save the life of Elijah McClain. From here, the cops claim that Elijah needs sedation, and paramedic Jeremy Cooper does not check in with Elijah. No one does. No one second guesses the lies of Elijah's murderers. A department news release stated McClain was given a, quote, standard medication to help him calm down. A female cop holds an already complied Elijah while the paramedic injects at least 1,400 milligrams of ketamine into his neck, which is visible on the coroner's report. Stephen Cena, chief coroner, says this is a normal dose of ketamine, but while researching, I found that 680 milligrams of ketamine is potentially lethal for someone who is 132 pounds. Elijah weighed 140 pounds. And this is why I hold not only Rodema, Rosenblatt, and Woodyard accountable, but also the paramedic, Jeremy Cooper, and the female officer who held him down, and the female officer who was flirting and laughing with other officers while Elijah McClain lay dying on the ground. I am so disgusted by what I've seen in Aurora, Colorado. I am so disgusted by the complicity in this video. I am so disgusted that we hear about, quote, good cops, and I don't see one in your video, Aurora. Some of Elijah's last words were, quote, I'm an introvert. I'm different. I respect all life. You are beautiful. And, of course, like so many others, quote, I can't breathe. In the ambulance, Elijah would suffer cardiac arrest, fall into a coma, and be taken off life support 4 days later. As for the apparent innocence of your three officers, Aurora PD, my argument is twofold. First, your decision to not fire and not charge these officers is not due to their innocence. It is because your flawed policies gave them a license to kill. The truth is, if a man can walk home minding his own business and wind up dead in the hands of your paramedics, your fire, and your police, then there is something very, very wrong with your policies. The truth is, if Elijah McClain had never run into Rosenblatt, Rodema, and Woodyard, that he would be alive today. And the truth is that those men murdered him. You and I also both know that Elijah is not the only citizen of Aurora who has been brutalized or murdered in the name of, quote, policy. My second argument is that policy here doesn't matter. Rosenblatt, Rodema, and Woodyard didn't honor your policy, no matter how flawed it may be. They outright lied. Even if your policy gives your officers a license to kill someone who has, quote, superhuman strength, or who is exercising, quote, excited delirium, you know that that is not true in the case of Elijah McClain. You also know that three body cams don't fall off. Even if they had, your officer is on camera saying, quote, move your camera, dude. He's on camera saying, quote, he reached for your gun, dude, which are all lies, lies, lies. Why are you harboring and protecting these murderers who didn't even act within your policy, flawed as your policy is? So God is great community, anyone listening, this is what happens from here. Elijah's mother, Shanine, is working tirelessly for Elijah's justice. I've created materials on my site as well as an Instagram post to spread the name and story of Elijah McClain. Thank you to everyone sharing Elijah McClain's name. Don't stop, keep sharing. We've got Shanine's blessing on this. Let's hold these cops accountable until they are fired and charged. Dave Young, hello. Elijah McClain was brutalized, tortured, and murdered by three Aurora police officers. We also believe the paramedics should be held accountable and everyone else in that video who stood by complicit. It is not too late to do the right thing and hold everyone involved accountable. And I want to take a moment to say I commend you, Interim Chief Vanessa Wilson. I see you've already made policy changes which will make it more difficult for officers to murder citizens without accountability in the future. However, we still need justice for Elijah McClain. It is not safe in Aurora or any city until Nathan Woodyard, Jason Rosenblatt, and Randy Rodema are stripped of their blue uniforms and are no longer under the guise of protecting and serving your citizens. Shanine has been waiting for too long. Fire these men, charge these men today. God is great community, anyone else watching, let's not stop until this happens. Let's not stop until Randy Rodema, Nathan Woodyard, and Jason Rosenblatt suffer the consequences of murdering Elijah McClain. And I know this is all so dark and heavy, but I still believe in justice. I've just never realized how difficult justice can be. In parting, I will leave you with Shanine's words. To everyone that has a loved one killed brutally by the police, together our cries have been heard, and we will continue to cry. Breath is sacred. Life is sacred. Love is sacred. No justice. No peace. No racist police. One voice, one goal, justice for Elijah McClain.